With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Severe weather in Texas. At a news conference Thursday night, Houston Mayor John Whitmire says the city sustained widespread damage from severe thunderstorms and residents are encouraged to stay home.
We had one building wall on Commerce Street that caved in. It's a brick building. No one was occupying it at the time, but it's the large, tall office buildings in the Central District that have lost a lot of their windows and glass. Glass all over the streets downtown. Traffic lights are out.
Whitmire speaking to KTRK. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says it could take weeks for power to be restored in some parts of Houston following those fierce storms. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mike Hempen reports on the Israeli military finding the bodies of three hostages in Gaza.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
And 44-year-old David DePap, the man convicted of attempting to kidnap then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacking her husband with a hammer, has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. The Dow had 114 points, the NASDAQ a dozen points in the red. This is SRN News. A Tennessee venue canceled a pro-Israel gathering.
Ha Yovel is a Christian Zionist organization that was planning to meet at the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel this month for a pro-Israel conference. But the officials with the group say the Sonesta received threats and canceled the event. Ha Yovel has engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of complaint to the hotel, pointing out that the cancellation violates a contract and restricts freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach on Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association is being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section of beach rules. New Jersey says the ban violates state beach access laws. A group of non-Christians has been fighting to see the rule changed. This is SRN News. A mayoral candidate and five other people killed in a shooting at campaign rally in the violence-racked southern Mexico state of Chiapas. Mexico's two main drug cartels have been fighting for control of the region. Mexico's elections coming up have been marred by violence. About 20 candidates have been killed so far in 2024. A French synagogue attacker has been shot.
They'd been alerted early Friday morning. The smoke was rising from the synagogue and came face to face with the man when they got there. The National Police Information Service said the man surged towards officers with a knife and a metal bar and that one officer opened fire. Rouen's mayor says the man is thought to have climbed onto a trash container and thrown a sort of Molotov cocktail inside the synagogue. Tensions and anger have grown in France over the Israel-Hamas war and anti-Semitic acts have surged. I'm Charles Tiladesma.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.